News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh will travel to Hungary this weekend to take part in a series of LGBTI plus events, including the Pride Parade in Budapest. She joins me now on the line. Maria, good to talk to you. Now, we know there are increasing tensions between the EU and Hungary over that country's controversial law that prohibits schools from teaching about issues such as homosexuality and gender reassignment. But what do you think your visit to take part in the Pride March there is going to achieve in that regard?
Well, by involving myself as an ally and activist and a member of the community myself, as well as a vice chair of the LGBTI intergroup in the Parliament, it's essential that we continue to show and support activists that the European Union is standing with them, that we are moving forward and we are continuing to put pressure on the Commission in terms of infringement procedures and council members, my own Irish government included. And it's really important that we have that open, honest conversation of what we collectively need to do next. And I think given the pandemic, given the fact that we're using online so much more, it's really important that people see face-to-face that MEPs and organisations and activists are working together and continuing to lobby to make sure the likes of Fidesz in government and other anti-LGBTI and discriminating governments out there, that we are very much standing together.
What do you expect the experience will be like on the streets of Budapest at the weekend? I mean, how many people are expected to march, and are you expecting any tension on the streets generally?
The organisers, I just spoke to them yesterday, are really confident that there will be no issues in terms of safety. But to your question about how many, I would hope that we see a lot of all ages, of all genders, creeds and orientations come out and show support for the LGBTI community in Hungary.
Now, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has shown scant regard for European regulations and laws up to now. And in fact, these new laws prohibiting teaching about issues such as homosexuality and gender reassignment in schools are relatively recently introduced. Do you think the European Commission is moving fast enough to take him on?
Absolutely not. Unfortunately, in the 2 years that I've been elected representing Midlands Northwest, we have had a number of resolutions, one being against what Poland had done in terms of creating these LGBTI free zones, again, and most recently with the Hungarian changes in their legislation that is anti everything the EU stands for in terms of values and principles, and we should all be treated equal and fair. But ultimately, we need the Commission now to ensure that if these 2 months period for infringement procedures, so the countries come back, i.e. Poland and Hungary, come back to the Commission with their reasonings, if that is not seen, we cannot kick the bucket down the line any further. We need to have action. But Orban is a new election next year, and it's important that myself and other MEPs, as well as countries like Ireland, continue to denounce his work that he's trying to do and make sure that we give as much support as we can to organisations and political parties and individuals that believe in the values and the fundamental rights of the European Union.
What would you say to people, though, who say it's all very well to go and march in the parade in Budapest when we still have a lot of homophobic issues here in Ireland, and, you know, including the destruction of those pride flags recently in Waterford?
I agree with you. We are seeing that. I was speaking to representatives in Waterford and in Dublin just last month when we've seen what you mentioned there in terms of removing of the pride flag and the homophobic slurs on the walls in Dublin. We have to remain conscious and aware that this discriminating hate speech is arising, and 2015 doesn't seem too long ago when you think of the overwhelming change that this country has seen, and we need to continue that. But just because I go to one EU country does not mean I forget my own. My team and I are continuing to work and making sure that we're constantly leading by example, talking about how important it is to make sure the tables we're sitting at have representatives from all communities, LGBTI included.
Okay, Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh, thanks for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.